What's up, all my rare breeds? This is going to be my last video on this channel. I'm going to start a new channel. Well, I've already started a new channel. It's called Modern Dating Cure. Now, on this channel, I'm going to keep it clean, so maybe we could blow up. I'm going to keep it clean, and the message is generally going to be the same. Maybe not as harsh, but it's still going to be the same. So join me at the new channel, Modern Dating Cure. The link is below in the description. It's the first link in the description. Come on, run them numbers up. It's the same message. I'm still going to sprinkle a little comedy in there. It's still going to be good. Go ahead and do it right now. Don't wait till the video over because you're going to forget. So go ahead and just do it right now. Pause the video. It's still going to be here when you get back. But that's the new brand. New name, same rare breed consciousness. Go on now, you're here. Go follow. All right, let's go over this first clip, and then I'll give the cure.
Would you marry a guy who's A, retail store employee?
No.
Fast food employee?
No.
Cashier?
Hell no.
Janitor?
No.
What if it was for a school?
Hell no.
Waiter?
No.
Why? Because you make too much money, right? You're not with a broke dude.
It ain't that. It's just not up my alley. It's not.
Yeah, not up her alley. I get a feeling that she thinks she's too good to date one of these guys. Now, I'm not going to say she's not. Okay, well, I don't think she is too good to date one of these guys, but let me know what you think in the comment section. But the ego is too big. The ego is way too big. That's the sickness. And the cure is to maybe get some advice from some older, wiser people to maybe humble you. Or, hey, just Google it. How can I become more humble? It's a lot of different methods to become more humble. But you're not holier than thou. But look, it's your right to date who you want to date. But if somebody's job title is what's keeping you from dating them, then we have to question, what is your intentions when it comes to dating? Are you dating a guy just for his social status or for how much money he makes, or are you dating someone for love and someone who's going to bring you soup when you're sick? You know, roll you around if you ever, you know, end up disabled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not the lifestyle that you're looking
for. But to be honest, I actually don't give a...
I know.
Woo! Like, so...
Where did that come from?
That's what I like.
When was that born inside of you, that what they think mentality?
And she's been born with that.
What was that in you?
See, more attractive.
Yeah, yeah. You look so hot right now.
How tall do you feel?
I feel 6 foot.
Would you care if a guy wore shoes to make him taller?
No.
No, we get high heels, you do your thing, man. As long as you're tall.
And Surrey sent me out here to have people try on their new shoes that 2.4 inches to your height.
Yeah, I can feel it. I mean, this is what women must feel like when they're going out to the club.
Look, fellas, I don't want you to wear shoes to make you taller. It's pathetic. Love yourself. If you're a short king, you're a short king. Make up for it in other ways. But I don't want you to be so insecure that as a grown man, you buy some shoes so you can be taller, so you can impress the ladies. That's just pathetic. And the type of females who would not date a dude based on his height, those aren't the type of, you know, females you want to date anyway. Trust me. That's the cure. Don't wear no shoes to make you taller.
You want to be the tallest in the game and the most confident, you got to get these right here.
Okay, but why are you yelling? No, yeah, you literally are yelling right now. Like, I get you're mad, but there's no need to yell. Like, just talk. When I'm mad at you, do I yell at you? No, right? I just talk, so just talk.
I believe they call this gaslighting. Or I don't know what they call it, but it's definitely manipulative. We'll call it that. You know, when you're having a back and forth with someone, you have to be aware of little tactics like this. And I would say someone who does this often, or even once, really, refrain from having any arguments or anything with a person like that. Because arguing with a fool, you'll become one. So just leave people like this alone. Because you're just going to get frustrated and mad. And you might end up doing something crazy or something you'll regret. So just keep it cool. And once you notice this, just walk away.
Okay, you're still yelling. No. Oh, you know what? It's fine. No, this is why I can't have a conversation with you, because you just always yell. No, I don't want to be yelled at. No, it's fine.
I couldn't imagine pretending not to be crazy. Like, my favorite first date question is, let me go through your phone. And if you say no, I'm just going to leave. Because, like, why would I waste 4 months of my life just to ask the same question and you give the same answer? Like, what a waste of time. I'm fucking crazy.
She's going to need a lot of therapy one day. Just make sure you're not the one paying for. I mean, that's really all I need to say. But I can appreciate someone who just throws out their nonsense up front so I can know not to rock with them. And you can know not to rock with them. That's absurd. And you know what? In that situation, don't even finish the date. Just get up and walk away. Say, God bless you and good night. And I wish you the best. And you can mark this as a turning point, you know, when you go to therapy. Oh, some guy I was on a date with just got up and left out of the blue. And he said, God bless, good night. And that's when I knew I had to make a change.